This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do you agree, Muhammad? Yeah. Okay, bismillah, alhamdulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Now, very quickly, everybody remembers last class, because you will have to, otherwise you'll be lost. Okay. So, when we talked in the last class, and I wanted to use this class basically to clarify things that are ambiguous and to provide like a framework for us to understand this chapter and to go over the rest of the points that the Imam Ibn Qudama addressed in the chapter of usury. That's a lot to do. I want you to think of riba as two different types. When it comes to loans, it is straightforward. When you give someone a loan is an unbenevolent transaction. It's called the aqd tabarru'at. Tabarru' means donation. Aqd means contract. It's contract, you know, that is non. That is, I'm sorry. It is benevolent. It's a benevolent contract. It's non-for-profit transaction. Benevolent contract. Aqd tabarru'at. When you give someone a loan, you only expect to take the same thing back from them. The exact same thing, or the value of that thing back from them without any increase. Without any increase. Any increase. كُلُّ قَرْضٍ جَرَّ نَفْعًا فَهُوَ رِبَّةٌ. Any loan that brings about material, worldly benefit to the creditor, the loaner, is a form of riba. That is a legal maxim. Qaida, okay. Are we done with the riba of loans? Is it easy? That's it. That is riba. That is most of the riba that we will be dealing with. But there are certain points that we will address here that are more practical when it comes to the payment of that loan. Now, if as we said before, if you, the borrower, gave the creditor, or the loaner, if you gave them a little bit more as your sort of token of appreciation or something, gratitude, that is fine as long as you did not agree on it from before, or it was not implied, it was not an unwritten sort of type of agreement. Now, when it comes to the riba of sales is complicated because there is two to three different types. There is riba al-yad, the riba of the hand, which is the riba of exchange, the riba al-fadl, the riba of increase, and then there is riba al-nasi'ah, the riba of deferment. And all of this comes from the hadith of Ubad ibn Samit and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, where the Prophet ﷺ forbade, he said, الذهب بالذهب والفضة بالفضة والبر بالبر والشعير بالشعير والتمر بالتمر والملح بالملح مثلا بمثل سواء بسواء مثلا بمثل سواء بسواء فإن اختلفت هذه الأصناف فبيعوا كيف شئتم إن كان يدا بيد فمن زاد أو ازداد فقد أربى. So he said, gold for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates, salt for salt, equal for like, equal for equal. And if these if there are different kinds, the items of sale are different, of different kinds, then sell in whichever way you please, as long as it is hand to hand. And we will see what that means, as long as it is hand to hand. And whoever asks for increase or gives more, has committed an act of riba, or has engaged into riba. And we said that the line here is because the illa, the effective cause of these being usurious items here, is different from this. So, and we said that if it is among these six, and anything that will be added to them by means of analogy and by means of qiyas, and we will not go back and talk about how the mazahib disagreed on the effective cause here, an effective cause here, and added basically more items to this list based on the effective cause that they proposed. We will not go back and do this, but this is, you know, it is. We went over this already, but it's important to refresh our minds. So gold for gold has to be equal for equal, equal for equal, and what else? Hand to hand, plus hand to hand. Gold for silver, and the same applies to wheat for wheat, right? Wheat for wheat has to be equal for equal and hand to hand. Gold for silver, or wheat for salt, or barley for dates, has to be what? Hand to hand. Does it have to be equal for equal? No. Well, yeah, I don't need to teach anymore. Okay. What about gold for salt? Gold for salt. What do you think? Nothing. Yeah, nothing. And what about salt for laptops? Nothing. Because that's outside, completely outside the ribawi items completely. But then, what about laptops for cars? Both are outside. Nothing. You know, as the ferment increase, whatever you want. What about cars for cars? It depends. Last time I told you that I'm blanking out on the which opinion is stronger. The Hanbali's side did, you know, the stronger position in the Hanbali madhab, although the stronger is stronger to whoever claims that it is stronger, because the other people within the madhab who say that this is stronger will say that, yeah, it's subjective to some extent. So the Hanbali side of the Shafi'is here, the Malikis are in the middle. They usually talk about goats for goats. Let's say goat for goat, because it's easier. And then we will come to cars. Goat for goat. Goat for goat. The Hanafis say no. Say goat for goat cannot be with increase in deferment. Cannot be with increase in deferment. No one goat now for two goats later. Hanafis, no. And that is one position in the Hanbali madhab. They also say no. No one goat for now, no one goat now for two goats later. The Shafi'i say yes, that's fine, no problem. And then they say that Sahaba did this all the time, Ali ibn Abbas and so on. And Samura also said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had assigned me to take care of the ibl al-sadaqah, the camels of the sadaqah. And then they had a particular expedition that they were going out to, and they did not have enough camels, and they were taking one camel for two camels later. So there is this disagreement. On the rational argument is on the side of the Hanafis and this position, this Hanbali position, because one goat for two goats, you know, one goat now for two goats next month, that does not feed right. Okay. Huh? Well, doesn't feed right either. One goat now for two goats the next year. Yeah, but the reason why the Shafi'is are saying that this is right, they're saying that these are different things. This is not like gold. This is a sale. These items are not meant as currencies. They are not meant to be currencies. This is a sale, and as long as you agree and you want the one goat now, three goats later, for two goats, three goats later, the Shafi'is will. I mean, if you want to go Shafi'i, that's absolutely fine. If you find, huh? No, if you don't have goats, so, no, but it's not only goats. But if we have two laptops, if we have laptops, same exact features, same cars, same exact features, same color, because different color is different. Some people may desire a different color. Same exact features. The Malikis will come into the picture and side with the Hanafis here if it is the same exact features. They tell you two goats may have, you know, one goat for two goats is okay if this one goat was a little bit different. You know, this is a like a meat goat and this is a milk goat, this is this, that. If they have different manafa, different uses, different benefits, then in this case, the Malikis will side with the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis. If the exact the same features, exact same benefits, and then the Malikis will side with the Hanafis. Okay? So this is non-usurious items. For non-usurious items, if they're exactly identical, then we can say that the majority prevents that. Can we? Yes, because it's Malikis then, Hanafis, and one Hanbali, one of the two Hanbali positions. We can say that the majority prevents, you know, two non-usurious items being traded, you know, for with increase and deferment if their features are the exact same. Okay? That's clear. Then the Sheikh said, لا يجوز بيع مطعوم مكيل أو موزون بجنسه إلا مثلا بمثل. It is unlawful to sell any foodstuff, whether measured or weight or weighed, measured by volume or weight, for another of its kind, except like for like. For another of its kind, except like for like. He says, بيع مطعوم مكيل. It is unlawful to sell any foodstuff, whether it's measured by volume or weight. Because that is the illa that the Sheikh chooses here, which is not the main Hanbali position. The main Hanbali position is what? Anything that is measured by volume or weight, whether it is mat'um or not, whether it is foodstuff or not. Like the Hanafis, it is not about foodstuff. So the Hanbalis, the popular position in the Hanbali madhab is what, remember, measured by volume or weight, whether or not it is food. Volume or weight, whether or not it is food. And that is the Hanafi position as well. Okay? And the Hanbali sided, the lesser position in the Hanbali madhab, is like the Shafi'i position. They say what? Food stuff. And the lesser position on the Hanbali madhab that the Sheikh chooses here, and many contemporary scholars chose that position, is not like any other madhab. They say what? Food plus weight or volume. So it has to have both. It has to be food that is measured by weight or volume. What is not applicable here? What would not be applicable to this? Pomegranates, watermelons, they used to say that they sell this by count. Eggs, they used to sell this by count. So it is food, but it is not measured by weight or volume. What is outside here? Cotton, you know, iron, whatever else that is not food, you know, but measured by weight or volume, okay? It will still be out. Here, watermelons will not be out because it's food, you know. Here, cotton will not be out because it's measured by weight or volume, okay, according to the Hanafi. The Sheikh here in Al-Umda chooses this position. It has to be both food measured by weight and volume. In this case, we can imagine that the usurious items will be less or more applying this position, less. Much less, you know, because you're adding more exclusive criteria. Okay, So then the Sheikh said, وَلَا يَجُزُ بَيْعُ مَكِيلٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِجِنْسِهِ وَزْنًا وَلَا مَوْزُونٍ كَيْلًا. It is also unlawful to sell any of those items which are usually measured by volume for another of its like by weight, or an item usually measured by weight for another of its like by volume. Why? Because dates, for instance, dates are measured by what? Volume or weight? They used to. We measure everything by weight now. They used to measure dates by volume. So, yeah, sa' min tamr. Sa', what is sa'? What is mud? Mud is the fill of the two hands. Fill of two hands is mud. Sa' is four muds. So the fill of two hands multiplied four times. The sa' is about 0.51 to 0. The mud is about 0.51 to 0.71 liter. Liter is a measure of weight or volume. Volume, like gallon, like liter. Okay, so if we say that it is, if let us say it is 0.75 liter, then what is the sa'? If the mud is 0.75 liters, what is the sa'? 3 liters. Okay? What is 3 liters? Depends. What is 3 liters in weight? Depends. 3 liters in weight could be 2.5 kilograms. 3 liters in weight could be 2.2 kilograms. 3 liters in weight could be 3 kilograms. Right? Isn't water like this?
Yeah, water
is. Water is, yeah. So three liters of water would be 3 kilograms. Okay. So in this case, he's telling you to be accurate because you lose accuracy. Dates are measured by volume. And the Prophet wanted equality. When you trade dates for dates, the equality of what? Volume or weight? Equality of what? Volume. If you sell them 2 kilograms of dates for 2 kilograms of dates, does that establish equality of volume? No, it doesn't. 2 kilograms of dates for 2 kilograms of dates, is that equality of volume? No, it's equality of weight. But dates, some dates could be heavier than others. Some dates could be heavier than others. So, you bring 2 different types of dates in 2 equal containers. You fill the 2 equal containers with 2 different types of dates and weigh the dates in the 2 containers, you will get 2 different weights. Right? Okay. Therefore, and al-urf here fil mawazin, al-urf, the custom that is basically... the custom that is to be considered in weights are the weights of Mecca. In volume, the measures of volume of Medina. Anything else, whatever is closest to the way of the Hijazis. The Hijazi, the people of Hijaz, whether they used to measure it by weight or measure it by volume. Keep in mind that you may find all of this stuff a little bit redundant and irrelevant to what you do every day. That is fine. We're learning fiqh as it is. And then, yes, there will be a need for us to basically address the new changes in our world. In the last 200 years, the world changed, like I always say this, more than it did in the last 200,000 years. So this is... Fiqh basically that is addressing agricultural society. If it's fiqh that's addressing an agricultural society, now we have moved to the industrial society, and then now we are in the digital era. It is different. So, but you will have to understand the simple prototypes to build on them. You don't stop there. You build on them. But in order for you to build on something, you'll have to understand the simple prototypes. And that is what we're trying to figure out here. Simple prototypes. Then the Sheikh said, وَإِنْ اخْتَلَفَ الْجِنْسَانِ جَازَ بَيْعُهُ كيف شاء يدا بيد ولم يجز النساء فيه ولا التفرق قبل القبض إلا في الثمن بالمثمن. If they are different kinds, then it is permissible to sell as desired, hand to hand, but postponement is not permissible, nor is separating physically before taking position, except in the case of exchanging a price currency with a priced commodity. Okay, he is telling you what? When things are different here, like this, then it has to be hand-to-hand, but not equal for equal. And when things are within the same group, it has to be hand-to-hand, but not necessarily equal for equal. But what if we say that the illah here, the effective cause here, is that they are measured by weight, as the Hanafis and the Hanbalis say? They say golden for gold, silver for silver. The problem that makes them usurious items is that they are measured by weight. Measured by weight. What if we say that this is the illah? Can we then sell gold for iron? Gold for iron. Does it have to be hand to hand? Why? Do they share the same illah or not? What is the illah of iron being usurious? Because it's measured by weight. Okay? Gold, what is the illah of gold being usurious according to this Hanafi and Hanbali position? Which is not the stronger position, because the Maliki and Shafi'i position here that there are prices, currencies for other things is the stronger position. But let us say that we are taking the Hanafi and Hanbali position that they are measured by weight. Gold is a usurious item because it's measured by weight. Iron is a usurious item because it's measured by weight. But they made an exception for gold and silver, because they did recognize, even though the illah for gold and silver being usurious items, even though the illah is that they are measured by weight, they did recognize that gold and silver in particular are currencies. In addition to being measured by weight, they are currencies. And if we say that we cannot trade them except hand to hand, trade other items that are usurious because they're measured by weight with gold and silver except hand to hand, it will be a problem. Because now we will forbid all bay' al-ajil, deferred payment transactions between gold and silver and all other items measured by weight. And we will forbid all bay' al-salam, which is advanced payment transaction. Because what is a transaction? Commodity and price. You defer the price, this is called deferred payment transaction. You defer the commodity and take the price first, then defer the commodity, it's called salam transaction, advanced payment transaction. If we say that they have to be hand-to-hand, all of that is gone, and that is a problem. So they recognize that gold and silver in particular, and then you would add to them what? Cash. Then the sheikh said, وَكُلُّ شَيْئَيْنِ جَمَعَهُمَا إِسْمٌ خَاصٌ فهما جنس واحد إلا أن يكون من أصلين مختلفين فإن فروع الأجناس أجناس وإن اتفقت أسماؤها كالأدقة والأدهان. Any two things joined by a special name are of the same kind unless they are of different origins. That is because substances of various origins are treated as separate kinds even if they have similar names, such as various kinds of flowers and oils. So whenever two things have the same name, they are of the same genus. They are of the same genus. Meaning what? You dates for dates, we said has to be hand to hand, equal to equal. Don't come and say to me, this is Noor dates and this is whatever. What else? Ajwa dates. Noor dates are different from Ajwa dates. If they're called dates, they're the same thing. They have to be hand to hand, equal for equal. Hand to hand, equal for equal. Because we call them both dates. It doesn't matter that they are a different kind. If they are the same genus, it does not matter if they are different. If they have sort of a different classification under that genus, And every genus is a species in relation to the genus above it, and every species is a genus in relation to the species below it. But that's a different discussion. But if they are, if they share the same name, dates and dates, they have to be hand-to-hand and equal to. You can say, you want to say, this is too restrictive. This is too restrictive. You know, because dates vary in price so much. Why are you making that restriction? Because the Prophet, and you know, one of the wisdoms here is what? To standardize prices in the market. One of the wisdoms here is to limit what? Bartering. To limit bartering. When you limit bartering, what do you do? Standardize prices. Because now the person who wants to sell dates and get dates will not be able to do this. He has expensive dates. He's not going to get equal for equal. It doesn't make any sense for him. So what is he going to do? He will sell the dates, get dollars, and take the dollars and buy dates. When you force everybody to go through this, you made what? Standardized prices. Dollars, currency, becomes the standard against which everything is measured. The economy does need that. There are many wisdoms behind these rules. Okay, so, but then, if you say flour, it depends on the origin. Because flour could be barley flour or wheat flour. The fact that they are both called the flour does not mean that you will have to trade them equal for equal. Because this is barley flour and this is wheat flour. They're both called flour, but they have different origins. And if they have different origins, each one of them belongs to a different genus, right? So as long as their texture is similar, because you know they were ground to a similar texture, then you will be able to trade them with a difference in volume, but it has to be what? Hand to hand. Okay. Then the Sheikh said, "ولا يجوز بيع رطب ولا يجوز بيع رطب مش رطب. رطب means the fresh dates. رطب means moist. ولا يجوز بيع رطب منها بيابس من جنسه ولا خالصه بمشوبه ولا نيئه بمطبوخه. It is forbidden to sell fresh items of these for dried ones of the same kind. Similarly, one should not sell a pure for an impure substance or a raw for a cooked foodstuff." Because the idea here is that equality is a condition of validity. Equality is a condition of validity. And if you cannot ascertain equality, then it is invalid and it is forbidden. You have to ascertain what? Equality. If you have fresh dates and dry dates, fresh and dry, the Prophet ﷺ asked them, he asked them, would the dry, fresh dates get smaller in volume when they dry out? They said yes. He said then no. He certainly knew that they get, but he wanted to alert them to the illah of the prohibition, that you cannot ascertain equality, except in one particular case, which will come now. So, and then if you cook it, you know, if you cook it also, you cannot ascertain equality. قد نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن المزابنة وهو اشتراء التمر بالتمر في رؤوس النخل أرخص في بيع العرايا في مدون خمسة أوسق أن تباع بخرصها يأكلها أهلها رطبا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade مزابنة, meaning to exchange dates for dates still hanging on palm trees. However, he gave a concession concerning araya transactions if less than 5 awsuq. In the araya transactions, dry dates are exchanged for the estimated equivalent of ripe dates, which will be eaten fresh. Now, you know, and that is part of the mercy of Islam. You know, this concession, these rukhas, you know, they're beautiful. They tell you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want hardship. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمْ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you and does not want hardship. Wait a second. Oh, yeah. The araya transactions are only applicable to 5 awsaq, which would be less than 300 liters. If you have dates here, and if you have palm trees here, you could estimate what is on the palm trees and trade the dates that you have for they're equal as estimated, not measured, but as estimated, that is on the palm trees, and you could make this exchange. The seller of the dates on the palm trees will make use of the dates. The buyer of the fresh dates on the palm trees needs fresh dates. And here, he will make use of the dry dates. The Prophet ﷺ allowed them to do this, despite the fact that this would not be otherwise permissible if it is less than about 300 liters.